Ex Fabula in Milwaukee. They're requesting $6,000. And Mario, you are the first reviewer.
Thank you. So I found this a really wonderful application. This strikes me as an organization that built and built and built and built upon what they have done and have learned, and are just pushing themselves to evolve in a really stepwise, thoughtful, meaningful way. Their purpose is to use storytelling to help build bonds in a racially segregated community, and they've been working on this since 2009. Their method is sort of, they train storytelling coaches who in turn work with community members to train community members. Then they have story circles, and then they have occasional story slams. And then from the group of people who have been trained will emerge people who will coach the next group of circles and the next and so forth. This is something that has been, the project that they're asking for is something that they did a pilot of last year. They noticed and heard from young professionals of color that they have special needs, especially those of them who are working in largely or exclusively otherwise Anglo workplaces, of feeling that they articulated that they've had trouble with the confidence to really find their voice in the workplace. So as a result of that, there are going to be three different groups of African-American groups that all will have African-American storytelling coaches. And each of these is going to be done in partnerships with local and neighborhood organizations that serve these groups. So the first one is to continue the pilot that they felt was really successful last year, which is a four-workshop series working exclusively with young professionals of color. And then there will be also a four-workshop series working with dads of color, and then a final of four veterans, four workshops for veterans of color. And then there will, like their other model, they'll do the workshops, then there'll be storytelling circles, then there'll be storytelling slams. And most of these will be appropriately closed to African-American people or people like the folks in the group, like the veterans or the dads of color. There will also be two non-competitive storytelling slams, and the slams will be a little bit more open to the community. Some of the products will be aired on Ex Fabula Radio. I just found this to be a really skilled, solid organization doing terrific work, and each, it's so clear how each year grows out of the previous. It seems like their budget and their administration is thoughtful. They do things that are based on community input. And I was especially, this is community participation. I mean, I have nothing but, that's the core of what this is all about. It feels really appropriate as a way of engaging many different kinds of community people in this process. And finally, I thought that the evaluation section was particularly strong. What really rang out to me about it was that not only are they doing it systematically, but their goals and their targets are very clear. For example, they say 90% of the people involved will say that the workshop helped me feel more connected to other people like me and so forth. The only thing I would love is that since these guys are storytelling professionals, to help people like the rest of us maybe learn how to use storytelling as an evaluation tool in and of itself. But that's something that will help our field evolve. I love them.
Great, good. Hey, Carmela, you're next.
Yes, so I have done work with them, and I can attest to the quality of the work. There are a number of storytelling, public storytelling organizations, like here in Madison, Vermont. What set Fabula apart from the other is their success in really putting forward a vision of equity and inclusion. They work with many young professional organizations representing people of color in Milwaukee. We did a story slam about 2 years ago on work, and I wanted all members of the professionals in Milwaukee to be represented on that event. So we developed a workshop. I witnessed the workshop. It's super fun and high quality. But one of the things they did is that they really mobilized, you know, people of color to be part of this event. And I think that's something that is not just on paper. I seen it. I have a bit on my website of that event. If you can see when they glare, you know, the camera glare at the audience, that it was very diverse. And not everyone that goes to the workshop presents, but they have tracked, you know, how people felt, and this workshop has really enabled them to develop skills to share, you know, their personal feelings about it. So I think it's I'm a little biased because I work with them, and they do produce high quality projects that involve people of different backgrounds.
Great. Other comments?
I think what I appreciate about the this application is obviously there's a strong narrative as to why this specific project is needed, of the inclusion of the creation of spaces specifically for this specific population of Black professionals. And what I really appreciated was the fact that it was also attached with research that proves, you know, and providing a kind of like the underpinnings that contextualize it in a theoretical framework, so that, you know, in case folks read this and say, wait, this is separatist, or this is, you know, borderlining, you know, exclusionary programs, like it's really diving into, you know, the historical necessity for initiatives like this to be created and supported.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I love this application, and I thought it was really strong. The only issue I had with it is the first time they put the name of the project in, they typed in Brace Space instead of Brave Space, and I got that stuck in my head, and it's just like, that was a bad thing.
I was impressed by it as well. I thought that really identifying who would be the participants in the way that they did it, you know, and honing in on Black professionals, fathers who are advancing their relationships, and like these stories that compel and move forward. I think it's really important that there are